This summer, LEGO women are leaning in, well, as best they can lean without feet. LEGO is planning to launch a new line featuring LEGO female scientists. The series includes an astronomer with a telescope, a paleontologist with a dinosaur skeleton, and a chemist in a lab. And none of these LEGO ladies wear pink. The collection was designed and submitted to the Danish toy company by Ellen Koyman. She's an isotope geochemist in Stockholm. She's also a huge LEGO fan. Koyman came up with the toy set as part of the LEGO Ideas campaign. Enthusiasts can submit and vote on ideas for sets they want to see sold in toy stores. When a project receives 10,000 votes, it's reviewed by a board of set designers and marketing representatives. After testing the concepts for stability, playability, safety, and market fit, the board selects one idea to become the next LEGO product. Koyman's female science set will be marketed as the Research Institute Collection. Emily Grossman is a molecular biologist who now teaches science. She's seen pictures of the LEGO prototypes.
I think it's just brilliant that there's these depictions of women doing science jobs, finally, in these little LEGO figurines. If you think about as a child, you don't ask questions what goes on around you. You look at what's in front of you and you absorb that into your consciousness. So children will now be growing up absorbing the fact that it's just as common and just as cool and just as interesting for women to be doing these classically male-represented, dominated science jobs.
LEGO has been criticized in the past for its gender-based marketing. The company created a set of building blocks in 2011 geared for girls called LEGO Friends. It featured thin female figurines that lock into pastel-painted settings, such as a beauty salon and a bakery. But these new science figurines have been criticized, too, for making the women look a little, well, manly.
People have been commenting, oh, you know, they've got buns on their heads and they just look a little bit sort of conservative. But of course they do. I mean, if you're working in a chemistry lab, as anyone knows, and I did in my PhD, then you do have to look neat and tidy. You have to have your hair pulled back. You have to look that nothing's in the way. But then, of course, you take it off and you let your hair down and you look sexy and feminine in the evenings.
In her project proposal, creator Ellen Koyman wrote, "The motto of these scientists is clear. Explore the world and beyond." When her female scientist set is released later this year, Koyman will receive a cut of the sales. Now that is leaning in. Everything is If you want to see Koyman's design, we have it online, PRI.org. And this is The World on PRI.